Hi,
Hi.
welcome, Christiana, and thank you for allowing me to record this session for credentialing purposes.
Sure, my pleasure.
How are you today?
I'm probably going to find out because that's what we usually do in our sessions. I start from a place of confusion or lack of clarity, and I get somewhere where it's clear. Because I feel like saying okay, but it's a mix of feelings. Yeah, it's probably related to the topic as well. So I feel both calm and grateful and at peace, I would say. While at the same time with a bit of sadness and apathy, I guess. Yeah, and a bit of laziness as well. Like I feel like just low energy, like just sitting around and doing nothing.
So it looks like there's a lot going on, but at the same time, you're human, right? There's everything there.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good thing I can tell because otherwise I would have just said I'm okay.
Well, yeah, I want to acknowledge how self-aware you are, right? You can see all the shades. Yeah, but I know that already about you. So from this energy, what would be a good outcome of our session today?
Yeah, I've been trying to figure out what precisely it is that I want to focus on during this period, rather. And so because a lot of things have happened, a lot of things, significant things have happened in terms of death and my big theme that you know already about, oh my God, death, dying, my parents dying. In the meantime, my parents are alive and well, thank God. And then several other people died, which is insane to me. And I think it kind of created more of a sense of urgency. Like, oh my God, I have to live life to the fullest now, while at the same time understanding that it's not like I can squeeze life into 2 days. And I think it's taking a toll on potentially the way I look at my relationship with Vlad, as well as the way I'm looking at my relationship with the idea of motherhood. Like I have to solve it. Like it has to be sorted now. I have to do something about it. And I actually, this was a topic because I started couples therapy with Vlad. I don't remember if I had already had the first session or not when we talked last, but I like the psychotherapist, which is nice. But also that sense of urgency came up then as well. In the sense that it feels like I'm more like, okay, let's do things and let's move along in a direction. And Vlad is more like, yeah, but I'm going through this career change. Let's pace ourselves. We're just at the beginning, blah, 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 and explore. And there's this, just to try and sum it up, there's this contradiction between my this idea of mine that, yeah, but life is short and we're gonna die very soon. So why the fuck are we wasting time with anything else that's not happy and that doesn't, make us grateful? Like I have no time for it. Feels like I have no time for what I consider nonsense. From his side, poor guy. I mean, he's just living a normal life, I feel. And And I'm just like, yeah. But the point is we're gonna die and we have to make everything we can in life. We have to like squeeze the juice out of it. You don't have time to be sad. You don't have time to, waste time thinking about things. And that's one. And on the other hand, I understand that I can't push I mean, yay for me that I can look at things more on the bright side. But I feel like it's a bit artificial, a bit rushed, maybe not coming from the right energy.
Well, yeah, this is quite a big subject, right? Yeah. Death around you and the sense of urgency and needing to solve things because life is short. Mm-hmm. But you said, I don't have time to be sad. And yet you mentioned you already are. So mm-hmm. There are a lot of feelings there. How are they connected with what you want to achieve mm-hmm. today?
I actually, that's a good question, because the point is that, I mean, historically, I've always been very reluctant to feel things that were painful or sad or anything in the negative spectrum, which of course isn't the healthiest thing to do. But in trying to formulate a sort of a direction in which I want to go, is how are my feelings related to that? I mean, I am aware that I can't avoid feeling sad or mm-hmm. being lethargic or feeling apathy. Oh my God, I probably will put more pressure on me to just get those over with and focus on the good parts. I guess I'm going to put pressure on myself there as well. What I really want to do is just to not, because it feels like I've created this sword over my head of, oh my God, let's squeeze everything out of life. And I just want to get that away from there. I mean, keep the good part of, yes, trying to look at the bright side of life and be grateful, blah, blah. But I want to get rid of that sense of urgency. It's annoying and it creates anxiety for me. Like, even now I am having a difficulty breathing.
What's happening right now? What's your body telling you?
I think that there's a lot of pressure here on my chest, which is usually where it gets when I'm anxious. And I feel like I'm putting a lot of pressure on myself. I mean, I would like to just be more at peace with this idea rather than squeezing everything into it. I feel like there's a sense of desperation there that I would want to ideally set aside or find a way to manage.
Okay, so getting rid of this sense of urgency. Mm-hmm. And being at peace. What would that mean to be at peace?
Mm-hmm. I think it would mean I'm just looking at this whole thing about my relationship with Vlad and motherhood, for example. Mm-hmm. If it were so, I just turned 39. If I had met him, I don't know, when I was 30, let's say, I would have probably just enjoyed whatever came. We would have planned trips and we would have worked through things. And I would have potentially started thinking about being a mother. But I would have probably enjoyed things more. So this sense of peace or whatever, the lack of urgency for me would be just being able to enjoy things more without the pressure of finding a permanent solution, although I'm not even sure why I'm doing that. It's like I'm giving myself these big puzzles to solve that I feel have to do with age and, again, this sense of urgency, that if they happened earlier, I would have probably not thought about them this way. So maybe enjoying the moments more and not trying to project. That's another thing, because I'm projecting this should happen, or I think this might happen and so on.
Okay, yes. So you mentioned a lot of things. Your relationship with Vlad, motherhood, also this sense of immediacy and the sword over your head that you want to get rid of. How would you like us to move forward so that our discussion is useful for you?
First of all, it's important that I acknowledge that I'm not comfortable with having the sword over my head. Although I do think that being aware of our impermanence is important, because it kind of, you know, stops you from wasting everything around you. Maybe if we could look at some techniques or whatever solutions to get me back into the present when I go on this projection / oh my god, this is supposed to happen this way type of rampage. So what can I basically, to try and answer the question, okay, when I start projecting and panicking that life will end and, you know, my parents will die and my friends will start dying, blah 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 blah, when I feel like these thoughts are coming, what can I do to bring myself to the present and try and navigate through that? Yeah.
Okay. So some techniques to come back to the present.
Yeah.
When these thoughts come. Okay. And how will you know you have the right techniques in order to do that?
I'll figure out whether it probably works or not. And I understand that some of them will be more in the moment. I mean, stuff that will help me in the moment. Other things will be things that will help me on a longer term. I guess I will know because I will feel better or my anxiety level will decrease.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. What's standing in your way right now?
I think one of the things that's standing in my way is that I feel like this is a huge type of endeavor. It feels like this huge problem or weight that I understand that I'm not going to find like this ultimate solution, that I have this technique and it sorts everything out for me. And I think the biggest challenge is, like, you know, I feel like I'm trying to move a mountain, or to, like Sisyphus, trying to push a rock up a mountain and that it's going to come down again. Because I have this, I think I have this expectation of finding an ultimate solution to solve this for me, the sense of urgency and the fear and everything. And I think that's the biggest thing, because in thinking that this is huge, I also don't have the energy to look at ways to navigate it, because I, rather than navigating it, I feel like I need to solve it.
Okay, so I noticed some contradictory thoughts. You said earlier that you know you're not going to find the ultimate solution, but at the same time, there is an expectation to do so.
Yeah, right. Which is part of the problem, actually. Yeah. So that's standing in my way at this point, this contradiction.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I noticed the breath change again. When you said that, what happened there?
This realization that it's about navigating and not solving it. And that's, I feel like that's where the key is. That's so freaking difficult. Just because I'm so solution oriented and, you know, I kind of tend to think in terms of black and white and trying to solve things. And the fact that it's about navigating, it means that it means that I will probably, and definitely I will feel grief again. I will feel pain again. I will feel, and that's just like, it's, I don't know if it's frustrating. It's just like discouraging. Oh, is this what life is going to be about, navigating shit? That's like, it becomes exhausting, I think, from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hence the endeavor and the feeling that you're pushing the rock up the mountain like Sisyphus, right?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, exactly. And this idea that I'll never catch a break. I don't know what a break is, because I feel like I've lived a pretty like calm and normal life. And it's not like tragedies happen one after the other. But still, I feel like getting in a cocoon where nothing happens and I'm super safe. Yeah. Yeah, which is very weird, because I've gone through... Oh my God. I just realized right now that, well, congratulations to you, or rather it's your fault, because I just realized, because while I was, you were asking me and I was talking, I was thinking, oh my God, but I've gone through some major, you know, traumas in my life. Like, you know, the time when Claudita died, and the fact that I had a husband that had cancer and I was sexually and psychologically harassed. And then I realized that I went through them easier because I was completely numb. Because my coping mechanism was so strong in this dissociation that I, thank God, went through that successfully. But now, because thanks to you, I'm more in touch with my emotions, because I made it the point, it's on my vision board, to feel the whole spectrum of emotions. It's basically the first time that I'm going through things very much aware and letting my emotional rainbow manifest itself. And it's freaking hard. And it's harder. It's like, I've gone through life in a shell or with an armor, and now I no longer feel the weight of the armor, like I took it off, but I'm super vulnerable to a lot of things. Yes, I can feel the air and the rain on my skin, and I can touch things, but as well, bees can sting me. I can be pelted by rain and hail and rocks. That's why I'm so afraid to feel things, because now I can actually feel them.
Wow, you painted such a beautiful picture. And yeah, I really admire the effort and the changes you've made. And it's not on me, it's on you. You did the hard work.
Yeah, brought me back to my body. Anyway, yeah.
Okay, so it looks like you had an insight about this.
I did.
How is that connected with your goal that you mentioned earlier, that you want to find techniques to stay in the present?
First of all, because, I mean, what I just realized is relevant, because it has to do with my awareness that navigating things is completely different. I'm in a new body. I used to navigate them by either denying them or by not feeling them and avoiding them, or by going through them, like literally, like in combat. And then if I got bruised, it was fine because I would nurse them, but on the go, you know, like literally in battle, when you're hurt, but your adrenaline is so high that you don't feel anything. So now I'm happy I used the metaphor. Because the connection with the techniques is that what worked in the past will no longer work now. It's just completely different. I have to just rethink the way I'm looking at things. Because I was trying to figure out, why the hell is it so difficult for me now? I mean, why am I like a, you know, trying to like this, you know, oh my God, things are going to happen and I'm going to hurt. So just this realization is important, because I realize it's not me being weaker, because that was one thing that was in the back of my head. What am I? Did I suddenly become a huge coward and not being able to deal with stuff? And I realized, no, it's not about that. It's about the fact that now you're feeling things at just a different level. So that's how it's connected, firstly. And secondly, yeah, because it's at a different level, there are different techniques that I have to use. And now maybe I can also, one other metaphor that came to me was, I mean, part of the metaphor is, if in the past I had this armor and I was just barging through things without looking left, without actually protecting myself, but rather, because I didn't have to have self-compassion or care because I had the armor. Right now, I think one of the techniques could be more preventive work. Like, okay, maybe if I know I'm going through a river with rocks, when I had the armor, it was easy. I didn't really feel that much. I just went through it. Right now, maybe I can find a boat, or maybe I can go around the river. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. So it looks like a lot of metaphors are coming to you today.
Yeah.
So who is Christiana without the armor in face of immediacy and the sword over your head?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. Because again, there's a lot of vulnerability there, right? That I think about, like, oh my God, all these things. It's not that they might happen. I know they will happen. I know death will continue to be around me.
Mm-hmm.
I know,
yeah,
I will face different things. So there's certainty there.
Yeah.
The one thing that comes to mind is that the Christiana that I want to continue to grow is a strong and resilient one. So rather than being safe and protected, I would rather be more flexible, agile, smarter, wiser. So maybe mm-hmm. it's not about, it's no longer about, okay, how can I just, because in the past I used to just deal with things and just go with them through them really quickly, you know,
mm-hmm.
not
yes.
to feel things. Right now, I think I just need to suck it in and face things. So Christiana, in the face of all these things, is vulnerable. So definitely, and feels exposed. But I also feel more present and more prepared, I guess, than in the past. So I don't feel afraid necessarily.
Okay.
Yeah. I just feel like I feel a bit, so I feel vulnerable, but not I know I can do it. It just needs different approaches.
Mm-hmm. I hear a lot of resources. You
yeah.
just mentioned a lot of resources that you have without this armor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that you're weaker.
Mm-hmm.
You just feel more things, right? So it's like you're navigating the world without the armor.
Yeah,
already.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God, this is so relieving.
It's relieving. Okay. Yeah.
It is relieving because, yeah. Because I would have thought, what the hell is going on with me? Why am I suddenly weaker in face of, am I no longer resilient? What's this about? I mean, the pressure on my chest actually decreased significantly.
Okay, so right now there's not so much pressure.
No.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad. Yeah, okay. So, we started with this sense of immediacy, and you said about techniques to be present, and also about some thoughts you're having with motherhood and your relationship. So do you feel we're going in the right direction? what do you feel like exploring now?
I'm just super happy I realized this and just have to take a moment.
Yes, by all means.
Yeah, this is truly important. So as it relates to motherhood and the relationship with blood and so on, oh my God, it's literally like 5 kilos of stones were lifted from my chest. It's crazy.
We can stay here as long as you need to enjoy this feeling, you know, just feel free to take your time. If I move too fast, no problem. I can stop and stay with you.
I know.
So, what do you need right now? Just take it.
This is amazing, an amazing feeling. The one thing that comes to mind, because I still have the image in my head of me, I imagine myself as a man. That's super weird. So in my head, while I was talking about me in the armor and, you know, me without the armor, for some reason, I'm a man dressed in a Romanian national costume, like a white ie, like that.
Yeah.
Linen type of dress. Whatever. That's weird. But that's how I picture myself, which is interesting. I'll ponder on that later on.
Yeah, but I've noticed your creativity show up since we started talking many times. All the metaphors and the vivid images that you're describing. What do you think is happening? Where is all this coming from?
I think using metaphors and being, I mean, I never thought of myself as being creative, just in historically. But I think it's easy for me to use metaphors when it's difficult for me to rationalize things in a way that's very hard and clinical. It's much easier for me to go into this metaphor. Yeah, otherwise I don't know where it might come from, where it might stem from. Yeah, I think it gives me it's easier for me to explain it to myself first and foremost. I don't know if you have another idea or suggestion, where, because I don't usually use metaphors, do I, too often?
I noticed, and I don't have an explanation, but I have a question that popped to my mind. How can you use this energy and these images and this resource in a way to help you move forward?
Well, apparently I am. I can use it to look first. The one thing that comes to mind is I can use it to look for solutions, because it doesn't, it kind of like, it's a way in which I feel like it kind of takes me away from the situation. Because the thing is, when I was using the metaphor and as I was imagining myself, you know, from like an outer body experience in my head with this man that's now in, without the armor and dressed like this, the one thing that came to mind was, okay, so he's probably going to go through battle again. So what's the deal? I mean, how is he going to get prepared? And so it relates to motherhood and the rest. I think I have to own it. And what I am trying to say is, I've always denied, and we've talked about this in my relationship with Vlad as well, with always being like with a step outside the relationship, always mm-hmm. being prepared. That's part of the armor.
Okay.
So I think I can use these types of images and creativity to think of solutions, because I feel like the armor that I got rid of course, I didn't completely get rid of it. It's still one of my mechanisms. And first of all, I have to acknowledge the fact that I actually no longer want to use it. So for example, in the relationship with Vlad, or in the way I look at motherhood, there's a lot of denial for me there. There's a lot of, well, maybe I don't want to be a mother, or maybe if Vlad doesn't want it, I shouldn't want it either. Or maybe if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be. Or maybe Vlad isn't moving quickly enough in the relationship, whatever that means, then I don't have to, I'm fine with it. And I think I have to own the fact that some of these things actually do affect me. They make me feel sad, they make me feel frustrated. And one of the ways in which I can stay in the present and acknowledge this and, you know, kind of use, get rid of this sword, is actually acknowledging how I feel at a certain moment without feeling guilty about it. Oh, I shouldn't feel these things, because mm-hmm. everything should be all nice and fluffy, or if they're not, you can always move away. So don't feel, keep the armor, don't feel the bad things. So that's how it connects. The mm-hmm. fact that I just realized and I've worn this armor, I still protect myself in a way. And I think I have to acknowledge the fact that I want to get rid of the armor and that I'm feeling things. And yes, some of the things are probably not going to be great, but at least I'm acknowledging them and talking about them with Vlad and, you know, with myself about what it means.
Yeah. You've described integration beautifully.
Yeah.
How are you feeling now as you said that about owning that, all the feelings you have?
I some bit of pressure started. I started feeling it again, but at a much lower intensity. I mean, yeah, it's a part where I acknowledge it being okay, but it still comes with a bit of, oh my God, now I'm going to have to feel feelings and acknowledge them as well, which is pretty difficult. It's going to be a challenge for me. It's going to be a challenge for me to be patient with myself and compassionate with myself and not dragging myself whenever I feel sad, angry, frustrated. It's still going to be a challenge for me to feel the feelings and kind of let them do their thing. But I do have the resources, thankfully. I truly do. Our sessions are one of the most important resources, because I spend the time to actually look at things. Vlad, thankfully, being such a sensitive man, he's also very open to letting me feel my feelings mm-hmm. and trying to help hold space for them, which is very important, because he, you know, probably it, I acknowledge this is something rare. So he does give me the space to feel that. It's just that most of the times I don't talk about it. And I will think about ways in which this idea of, oh my God, we're dying and things have to happen really quickly, I'm pretty sure I will figure out some ways in which to come. And of course, I meditate. I do have some anchors in terms of solutions or techniques, but just acknowledging the fact that it's about navigating and it's about being much, much more different than before, this acknowledgement itself will make me feel more patient. And, you know, whenever I feel, oh my God, we're going to die and I'm going to feel pain and it's going to be horrible and it's going to be, I always have to, I will now come back and say, yes, because that's life. It's about navigating, not solving. And yes, you're probably going to feel things, because now you're more open and wiser and just more versatile in terms of a human being. And that's okay, because it comes with the good, and sometimes it comes with the bad, with the painful. So just this acknowledgement should help. It helps now, at least physically as well.
Yeah, so you have a lot of inner resources, this acknowledgement, and the fact that you you realized you have so many qualities that you gain by giving up the armor. And also you mentioned you have external support, Vlad. And as for me, thank you for allowing me to be part of your journey. I'm honored.
Mm-hmm.
So how will you show up in your life now that you've realized these things about yourself?
Mm-hmm. I feel like the first thing that popped to mind was with a lot more, because it's still right, this need to control. With a lot more, I can't control anything type of mentality. And just very shortly, one example of this was today, because my parents, they had to go to Constanza, and I spent 3 days thinking, oh my God, I should go take them. I should go do this, that. It would have screwed up with my whole schedule. And in the end, yesterday I said, I cannot do this anymore. So I let them drive by themselves. And of course, they arrived safely and everything's okay. But it was the one point where I had to completely let go of control and live with the anxiety that, oh my God, something might happen, irrespective of how small the chances are. I think it's the same thing. I will show up with more, I don't even know how to phrase, I don't know what this is, with more, because it's not trust. It's just, I have a word, with more, just sense of abandon, like, que sera, sera, you know, whatever will be, will be. Oh, I want more of that.
Yeah, okay. You want more of that. How can you get more of that?
Oh my God, I have to write this down, these things down. How can I get more of that? I think I don't know how I can get more of that, but I know that in this particular instance with my parents, it was about putting myself first, no matter how difficult that was. And then whatever will be, will be. Can I do this now? Do I have the resources? If I do this, if I go take them, do them, will I become resentful at one point? And I said, yeah, I'm probably going to become resentful. I feel like I want to put myself first. Whatever will be. So I had to get to that point. And ultimately, oh my God, this is brilliant.
What's happening?
Well, the fact that this whole que sera, sera thing is very closely connected to putting myself first and paying attention to my needs. Because if I do that, and I know that the reason why I'm doing certain things is that it's aligned with me and it's something I want, it's much easier for me to let go of control. Like, for example, with motherhood as well. Sure, it's probably something that we're going to discuss in future sessions about how I perceive it, what I want from it, blah, blah, blah. I'm sure I will get to some sort of conclusion for myself. And then it will be easier for me to say, yeah, I decided I'm going to have a kid. Whatever will be from then on. Or I decided I don't want to have a kid, and whatever will be. Or in the relationship with Vlad, am I happy in the relationship? Am I okay with making this work right now? If yes, whatever will be. If no, I feel like paying attention to myself, my needs and my wants, is a very good anchor for letting go of control and kind of staying in the present.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Huh, it seems surprising to you the way you say, huh.
Yeah, because it kind of always keeps coming back to this. Yeah, if you focus on yourself and take care of yourself and are, paying attention to yourself, things kind of get sorted one way or another because you're just, controlling whatever, focusing on what you can control, which is always yourself. There's always a choice. And of course, I rationally know that a lot of the time, but it just now feels like that's the solution to my initial thing. Okay, so my initial thing was how do I what techniques might I find to kind of deal with this sense of urgency that's hanging over my head? That's what where we started.
Yes.
And to close, I mean, the conclusion for me is, well, the reason why I feel this sense of urgency is this, because I've evolved, got rid of the armor, it's much scarier, there's this whole thing that it happened. I have the context, I'm aware of what the I have the context, I'm aware of where in the context I am. And one of the techniques is if I feel sad or crying, for example, feel like crying, the point is, okay, I'll just sit with that. Be patient, look at myself, that's what I need. If I feel like dancing and singing, don't judge yourself, just sit with that, feel what you feel, or just pay attention to myself. That's the basic solution. And that will always bring me to the present. And that will always bring me to, like it is with my parents. Oh my God, we're gonna die. Okay. Oh my God, they're gonna die. Yes. What can you do now? How do you feel? Do you feel like calling them? Give them a call. Do you feel like not calling them because you're tired? You're tired. It's fine. Maybe don't give them a call. So just that's,
Great.
I am my own anchor to come back to the present, I guess.
Yeah, that was such a beautiful sum up and conclusion.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Is there anything that you think could stand in the way of that, of actually coming back to yourself and to this anchor that you found?
Sure. I'm also the thing that can get I guess all the what could come in the way of this is moments when I'm super tired, which is very easily to get myself emotionally hijacked and go about with the guilt, with the patterns of thought, with the disconnection. And also maybe as well others, my parents that will probably at points or people around me that will at point, at some point challenge the fact that I'm focusing on myself, because they might feel like I'm not being there for them. You know how it is in any relationship where one changes, people are trying to somehow, keep them in the norm. Yeah, so these might be under stressful circumstances or when I'm tired or when people that do have some type of influence over me react in a certain way, I might fall back and go like,
Yeah, so how do you want to navigate that if it happens?
Have the coaching sessions with you, and so I can remind myself.
That's one option.
That's definitely something, of course, that will help because the way I look at them is the one time every 2 weeks or whatever I will choose in the future where I do spend the time with myself, hearing myself, checking in with myself. So it is super important. And then kind of have these like accountability buddies. And I don't know, Bruna is one of them, who's my friend, very close friends that I can talk to them about things and they can remind me, it's okay for you to do that. And of course, myself, because I journal, as you well know. And it's super helpful for me to just look in the past to things I write and just go like, oh my God, either I was super wise or oh my God, I was super stupid. But it does give me a sense of accountability and the sense of evolution, basically. So that's how I navigate. I basically check my reality with others. And of course, taking care of myself. I mean, giving myself sleep, nutrition, exercise, so I don't get to a point where I'm burned out and no longer can react in a balanced mm-hmm. way. Because otherwise, great. There's not yeah. more I can control. It's not like I can control mm-hmm. who dies and who doesn't and what's happening in the world.
Yes, nobody can control that. But you seem to have found strategies to navigate things as they happen,
yeah.
which is great, and it's been lovely to see the process.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to add before we wrap up for today?
No, I just have to very quickly write down what I realized because I feel it's super important. No, I think this is a very good session.
Mm-hmm.
That was a very big realization for me. But just the evolution of me and what is important, and sure how it reacts, how it connects to this sense of urgency. But that became kind of secondary. Right now, I'm just super happy I realized the way I show up now. And to your question about, okay, so how do you show up in your life in this new instance of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a freaking new instance of me. I haven't felt things like this before. I have to get used to things. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so happy. I share your happiness, and it looks like you've learned a lot about yourself today.
I truly did. Yeah.
Because of your courage to look at difficult things. So yeah, I want to acknowledge that.
Thank you.
And before we end, I wanted to ask if you're still okay with me using this recording for my credentialing process.
Please do. As you know, all of our sessions are super good. But of course, even if it was any other session, you could have used any other one. Of course, I'm comfortable.
Thank you for being so generous. Yeah. I will stop the recording now.